Norman, iCrime, Patrick Davey and the Ghost, Jesse and the Gnome. Audra Kubatz is going to be doing a tribute to Blair at the Garden Stage at 5 in the afternoon. The Phantom Cats are playing. They've got four stages. One is the electronic stage. One is an acoustic stage called the Garden Stage, which is where Audra will be doing the tribute to Blair. They've got two electric stages, one in the alley and one on Forest Street. This is called Dally in the Alley. It's been going on for over 30 years. There's a real great article and a very accurate article on the history of Dally in this week's Metro Times. You might want to check that out. It is down in the Cass Corridor. Just get down there, find a place to park, and walk, because you will definitely know what direction once you get there. You will follow the music. Get your mind right. Enjoy Will Sessions, and we are going to be going live with the Robert Penn Blues Band in just a matter of minutes on the Motor Live Drive here on WHFR Dearborn. Get your mind right. All right. We're not quite ready to go into the studio with Robert Penn. And so here is History of Panic doing something called The Chase. Just one of almost 50 bands playing Saturday at Dally. That's said it all. I'm not afraid of the chase, but at least we'd set it off. Let's go. Let's hurry up. Don't let anyone know. They're waiting in the car, but we can stall. I really don't care if they get lost. It's up to us if we want to, if we want to, if we want to.
So what if we kissed and what if that was all? I'm not afraid of these things, but what if we can't turn it on? Let's dance, let's get a drink, but that's as far as we go. I'll give you my number so you can call. We'll see if tomorrow we still get on. It's up to us if we want to, if we want to, if we want to.
We will be going live in just a matter of minutes with Mr. Robert Penn in the studio. In the meantime, let's continue to enjoy History of Panic.
Well, look, we've been up all night and I gave it all I got. Say, what's all this trouble about? I thought you'd take a shot. But you said, I know, I didn't. It's not as simple as that. Some things you're feeling, you just can't stop. We really don't care if we get caught. It's up to us if we want to, if we want to.
Turn that off. Alrighty, we are ready to go live in the studio. Again, in the background is History of Panic doing The Chase, just one of the many bands playing at Dally in the Alley this weekend. But we are, our engineer says we are good to go with the Robert Penn Blues Band. Get out and support live music. Without you, it isn't possible. Bands fall apart, bars close. Support the music of Detroit. Be proud of your history and what we have here, because it is world-renowned. And speaking of that, right now we have an amazing Detroit Deep Motor City blues man, Robert Penn, in the studio. Are we ready to go?
We are ready to go. We're right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. And in the studio, we have the Robert Penn Blues Band right here. In fact, guys, are you there?
Oh, we're right here.
Oh, you are right there. You sound like you're right next to us.
All right,
in fact,
good.
Hey, in fact, what are you going to start off with for us today?
We're going to kick it off with a tune from my new CD, Blues in My Soul. It's entitled, and the tune is called Keep On Steppin'.
One, two, three.
Thanks.
All right, Robert Penn and his blues band right here in the studio today. Robert, you sounding great. It's good. Yeah, you sound great going over the air.
Thank you. Feel good going over there too.
All right. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Oh, in fact, yeah, you've been around in the Detroit area for a while now.
Well, I was raised in the Detroit area, so I've been here quite a while.
Yeah. In fact, you've been out of the blues scene here in the Motor City for I don't know how long. You've been playing in soul bands. You've been playing some jazz, and now you're back to the blues again.
Well, you know, I've never actually left the blues. It's just that soul and jazz are just other things that I can do other than just the blues.
Hey,
so when I get the opportunity to do other things, I try to be able to accentuate myself and perform them.
Well, hey, it's all music, and that's what counts, and it's all what you can do, and you can do a lot.
Well, I hope I'm doing enough right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now,
in fact, why don't we just keep the music going for right now? What do you got next?
I'm going to do number two on that new CD, Blues in My Soul, which can be found on my website, www.robertpenmusic.com.
All right.
The CD, and also on CD Baby, incidentally. CD Baby.
Baby.
Baby. All right. And the name of the CD is Blues in My Soul. And number two on that CD is entitled, I Should Quit You, Baby, But I Just Can't Leave Your Love Alone.
Ooh.
We've always been there, fellas, haven't we?
Oh.
You ready, fellas?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Just can't leave your love alone. I should quit you, baby, but I just can't leave your love alone. You got me walking the floor at midnight, singing the blues all night long. But I just can't seem to walk away. I should quit you, baby, but I just can't seem to walk away. I've got to have your loving, baby, every night, every day. Up my mind, I should quit you, baby. just can't leave your love alone.
That's the blues. That's the blues today. Oh, Robert Penn. In fact, you got a great band backing you up here. Would you like to introduce them?
Most certainly do. You hear the fellow over there on the drums, right?
Mm-hmm.
They call him the baby. That's Baby Ray Moore.
Ooh.
All 6'4" of him. He's a big dude. Baby Ray Moore, yeah. I always make a joke at the gigs. Can you imagine having to burp that guy? I mean, you know, the baby.
Well, hey, when Baby Ray Moore came to our door, I had to ask a couple of questions before I'd let him in.
Yeah, big, long dude. Wonderful drummer, though.
Oh,
bad
yeah.
Bad cat. And on the bass now, he's been with me now about 4 years. That's Mel Criswell. Now, he's bigger than Baby Ray. He's tall, but he's bigger. Hard, strong grip, man. You know what I mean? When those cats grab you in your throat and your tongue jump out of you.
So
make him mad. That's Mel Criswell.
That's why you make sure he's got a hold of that bass.
Yeah, man. All right. And also, in the studio, I have one of my music students. It's always kind of, going with me on gigs. Sometimes she plays with me. Sometimes she observes. And we go to our individual, to her music lessons, and we rehash stuff that we've played, and she's learning right along with us, doing real good. Her name is Robin Briggs.
So
she's kind of observing what we're doing, and when we get together for the music lessons, we're going to go over some of the stuff we did today, and, she's learning and grooving, so I'm glad she's here, too.
Well, that's good.
I call her Bensky.
We got her right here in the studio at the Henry Ford Community College of Musical Knowledge, right here in the studio. Yeah, so we've got everything all set up. In fact, last time I saw you were at the Top Dog Lounge.
Right.
Right over on Michigan Avenue.
Right.
And, she was playing with you there. And also, you had a keyboard player as well.
Yeah, he just happened to have been available that night, so I grabbed him. And his name is Mickey Atkins. He just happened to have been available and played along with me.
All right. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if he was part of the regular band or not. But, you've always got a lot of great people playing with you, and you always sound real cool.
Thank you.
In fact, why don't we, now that you got the band in here, why don't we keep the music rolling, and what might you have next?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to break it down and put it in the alley, we say, right now. This little thing titled Round About Midnight and My Love Jones is Coming Down. Is that all right, fellas?
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Here we go. One. 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Love Jones is coming down. Said it's round about midnight, baby, and my Love Jones is coming down. I'm reaching for my woman, but she ain't nowhere around. I stopped by your mama's house, baby. She said she hadn't seen you since Friday night. Whoa, I stopped by your mama's house, baby. She said she hadn't seen you since Friday night. You got to hurry home, pretty baby, 'cause the way you're doing me just ain't right. Searching, baby. Looking all over town. Wondering where, pretty baby. Wondering where you can be found. My Love Jones is coming down.
need one more, fellas. Is it all right with you?
The Robert Penn Blues Band right here in the studio on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, I want to give a shout out to Rick. Just got an email from him, says he's listening right now out in Berkeley. Yeah.
All right.
He's listening online, says it sounds great, likes what he's hearing. In fact, if people want to come and see the Robert Penn Blues Band live, what can they do about that?
I'll tell you what, they can definitely catch us tomorrow night for sure. At the Top Dog Lounge. That's right here in Dearborn. And that's,
Michigan Avenue, isn't it?
Yes. 13342 Michigan Avenue. That's just east of Schaefer. Just a couple of buildings east of Schaefer. On Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. Okay. That's tomorrow night, and we hit it 9 o'clock.
You're going to start at 9?
Yes, we're going to start at 9 o'clock. That's right. We're there from 9 to 1 tomorrow night. So that will be a good place to start. And then I'm going to be updating my website with the dates on it from there. Okay, but catch us tomorrow night at the Top Dog Lounge. That's a new place here in Dearborn. It's they're doing blues and jazz on a weekly basis. So check them out and help them get going, all right?
That's right. In fact, I saw you there a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
So I know they're getting hot. They've got it on a regular basis now. So that's a good thing.
It's
in fact right next to the Top Dog Coney Island.
Right.
So look for the dog outside on the big sign for the Coney Island. It's right next door. You can get yourself a Coney while you're listening.
That's right. And other things too while you're listening.
That's right. They got refreshments on the side and
right.
It's all set. So, I think it's about one block past Schaefer. And so come on down. Check out Robert Penn and find out more dates. They can check out your website, which is?
www.robertpennmusic.com.
In fact, you got several CDs for sale, don't you?
Well, I do. The one that I'm really promoting is the new one, of course. But there are some... actually, a couple of free downloads on my website from an earlier album as well. So check out the website, and you'll see what I'm talking about there.
I know. We've been playing new music here at WHFR for a number of years.
Yeah, quite a while.
Yeah, three of your CDs here in the studio.
Right.
So we've got your brand new one, of course, but we also have your Live and Mighty and your All Alone. Just me and my blues.
Yeah. Now, that one right there, I just do when I'm just playing all by myself.
All right.
Because it's all original music and some acoustic and a few electric things, but that's for when I'm doing just solo stuff.
All right.
And those tunes are also on my website as well.
And you can also get them at
CD Baby.
Well, that one is not on CD Baby.
No.
This one's on my website only.
Oh, well, okay. So they got to come to Robert Penn
there you
Music.
Go. And also when I'm performing live, I have CDs with me then. So.
Okay. So it's always good to know where people can pick up your music if they need to.
There you go.
If they want.
All right. And in fact, if you're going to be playing Friday, give us something that's going to sound like Friday night.
All right. Tell you what. We're going to do one right now from the new CD. And this one's titled, What's Your Name? Because, you know, guys go out looking at pretty girls. The first thing you got to know is the name. Now, if she gave you the name, that's first base right there. But if you say, what's your name? She turned the other way. Well,
you're striking out.
You got to come up with another groove, baby. It's called What's Your Name. You ready, fellas?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
what's your name? Can I get to know you better? What's your name? Tell me how I could get to you. If you give me a chance, I believe I can make you happy. Come on, baby. Tell me what I got to do. I'ma tell you why. When you came through the door, you really upset my soul. My heart went pitter-patter, and you made me lose control. You look so doggone good, I just can't help myself. And if I get my arms around you, I won't need nobody else. What's your name? How can I make you happy? What's your name? I just want to be your friend. If you give me a chance, I believe I can be your fella. I'm standing here knocking, baby. So won't you let me ease on? Every time I look at you, I get burning hot. When you wear your clothes, they fit like a glove. I'm standing here looking at you and falling in love. Baby, what's your name? I got something I want to whisper in your ear. You got it going on, and you got me so upset. I made it up in my mind, that's you I'm going to get. Baby, what's your name? Can I get to know you better? What's your name? Tell me how I can get with you. Hey, play it for me. Come here, baby.
kind of carrying on.
Oh, yeah, so do we. give everybody a chance to play around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a prerequisite in my band.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody plays with me must be a good soloist.
Yes. Right. Especially if you only got three people. You got to let everybody get in there.
If I have nine people on a gig, they all got to be good soloists. Really.
Okay. All right. Well, you've done a lot of different things in your life. You've been not only a guitarist and a singer, you've been an arranger and a band leader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's something I take pride in and having a chance to do over the years for a couple of, popular, famous people in the world of entertainment there.
In fact, would you like to reveal some of those to us today?
Well, I started out back in the 70s with a local group called the Holidays. Now, the Holidays were originally led by Edwin Starr. You remember Edwin Starr?
Yeah.
They put out a
wow.
song back in the early 60s called I'll Love You Forever. And Edwin Starr was the leader on that particular record. You remember that record? I love you forever. That was Edwin Starr. Of course, he went on his own solo gig and with Double O Soul, and the rest was history.
Oh, yeah.
But the Holidays had a few local hits in town, regional. But I left them, and I went to the Contours back in around 70... six or something like that. I started working with them as a conductor and a guitarist. And then I left the Contours and went to David Ruffin.
Wow.
And basically I got with David Ruffin, and my job with him was to conduct a band. Sometimes we had orchestra. I wrote his shows. I wrote his medleys and the overtures and all those kind of things. So that gave me a chance to not only just be a good band leader, which I always wanted to do, is be a good band leader. That's all I really have really taken pride in doing, is being a good bandmate and a good musician. That's all I've ever wanted to do. And it gave me a chance to really spread out and try to be the best that I could be with such a artist at the level of David Ruffin, who came from the original Temptations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had to be good, okay, because everything was very meticulous and professional. So he gave me a chance to, be the best I could be. And I love him for it, too, because he was the kind of guy that any idea that I had that would make his show good, he was game for it. Okay, so he allowed me to experiment, write stuff that, as I said before, would make his show, on the level of anybody that was out there at that particular time that we were working together. So, and then one night I had the chance to conduct for B.B. King at Henry's Lounge.
Oh, yeah?
And,
hey.
There's a story behind that. I don't want to go into it, but it's just one of those things. He came into town and needed a band, and the band needed some arrangements done, and so we did some arrangements, and I had a chance to meet him and conduct the band for him.
Well, so that sounds real cool. You've taken a lot of lessons from him in that, over the years, I can see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still the best. Okay. He's still the best. So I always pay attention to the best. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's still the best. At 84 years old, he's still the king of the blues. And I want everybody in the listening audience to never forget that. If you think you good, sit next to B.B. King. He'll humble you behind. I'm going to tell you. He's still B.B. King. Okay, so there you go. That's right. That's right. He's like Ali. Catch him on a good day. Yeah. He might have some problems, but you get one good punch, he's still Ali. That's the way I look at it.
Now, with your own band, you've opened for a lot of people as well. So.
Oh, yeah. I've had a chance to open for old Johnny Taylor, Aretha Franklin, Little Milton, Coco Taylor. A few times with Coco Taylor. And a few others. I'm, trying to go down the list in my brain, but I'm getting older, so the kids don't turn like they used to. But those are the few that I have had a chance to work
with.
What
an amazing career.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's all what you take the chance and go on and get it.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Well, tell you, can we get some more music in?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm enjoying this right here. Honestly. Want to do an instrumental thing here, if you don't mind, from that same CD. This is an instrumental, as I said before, and it's called Blues for Jesse. Is that all right, fellas?
All right.
You guys sounding good today, too. I don't know. Gee, weird. I might You have to go somewhere and find me some guys that don't play as good as y'all. So I'm doing me here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Sounded real nice. Had more of a Freddie King feel than a BB King.
There you go.
All right.
It was actually based on Hideaway, actually.
I could tell.
And if I can give just a little short story about
go
Blues
for
Jesse. When I was growing up in Inkster, there was a gentleman that lived in the next block. His name was Jesse Taylor. I went to school with his two kids. In the evenings when he got home from work, he would go into, he was a guitar player, he would go into his garage and roll up his sleeves, sit down in a chair, and maybe a little bit of effervescence just to keep him cool, you know what I mean. And I turned up that amp as loud as it would go, and he would play Hideaway by Freddie King. And he would only play parts of it. You know, he would go. And he'd stop for a minute, and then he'd go. Very seldom did he play the whole thing all the way through. Okay. You know, but that's how he did his thing when he got off work. And I would hear that guitar, and I'd go running down there and I'd sit in front of him and just watch. And watch. And just sit and watch while he did his thing. And he never chased me away or anything like that. You know what I mean? He was there, and he allowed me to be there and just take in everything that he did, no matter what he did. And I'll never forget the patience that he had with me, because back then, I could only play one song, and that was Louie Louie. That's all I could play.
Every musician can play.
Yeah, well, that's all I could play back then. I mean, I'm like, you know, 11 years old.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is that he would let me at least get on the guitar and do just that. And he would encourage me, yeah, boy, play that thing, boy, play. You know? I never forget that patience and encouragement. So I wrote that song for him, Blues for Jesse.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah.
You never know the impact that you have on a child.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very,
so
very true.
So always be very positive, and you know, it's a great story.
Oh, yep. Yeah, and it's true. It's true. As you said before, the influence you have on a child is a lifelong lesson. And incidentally, can I say hello to my three children?
Of course.
They're all grown, all gone. My oldest one is down in Louisiana. That's Angela. Hello, Angela. She's got the grandchildren down there. Angela Miller's her name. My son is in Houston. That's Robert Jr. In Houston, Texas. Robert Penn Jr. And my daughter, who is a second lieutenant in the United States Army. That's my baby girl, Kamisha.
Wow.
And she's deployed to Afghanistan in October. So I'm proud of her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for what she has sacrificed. And I just want to come on back home.
That's right. We want to keep himself safe.
Keep him safe. But I'm just letting everybody know over there, my daughter's coming. She's mean. Okay? So watch out for her. But that's my baby girl, Kamisha. Second Lieutenant Kamisha Penn. But I love all three of my kids. But I just wanted to let you know and put that out there, okay?
All right. I want to remind people they can come out and see Robert Penn tomorrow night. That's Friday. Starts at 9 o'clock. He'll be at the Top Dog Lounge right next to the Top Dog Coney Island on Michigan Avenue. That's 13342 Michigan Avenue, just west of Shaper. In fact, there's lots of parking in the back. Don't, you know, come on around, park in back. There's lots of parking available. And come on down.
Oh, yeah. Come on down.
And you can always check out his website. What is that?
www.robertpennmusic.com.
All right. You got your music available. You can find out all about Robert Penn right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we got about 10 minutes left in this show. Why don't we have some more music?
All right. Tell us how you feel. I want to do a beautiful love song that's also on this CD, titled Spend My Life With You. This is something all the ladies want to hear, guys. Okay, tell them, you got to tell them you're going to spend your life with them. So, you know, these ladies ain't going for no jive nowadays. You ready, guys? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm
reminded of a dream that came. I see all of God's best right before my eyes. My dreams materialize, and all I ever want to do is spend my life
the Robert Penn Blues Band right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, that consists of Baby Ray Moore on drums and Mel Criswell on bass, along with Robert Penn playing and singing for us today. Oh, sounds mighty fine. And it sounds great going over the air.
As a matter of fact, we got a couple of people at the door right now that are listening to the music. I think you have attracted a crowd.
Cool. Are they young? Are they young
people?
Yes,
they are.
A couple of young boys out there.
Good. It's the young people I want to start digging the blues.
They're looking up at the speakers and saying, yeah.
Fantastic. All right.
Well, hey, if we got that going, why don't we keep the music rolling along?
Can we do one more?
Oh, you got right now you got about 6 minutes.
I tell you what, this is a cut called Nothing in the Street Worth Losing You, Baby. You see, that goes with Spend My Life With You.
Okay? All right.
All right. You ready, fellas?
Yep. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
me a walking, man. Walk on up that board.
You've been listening to the Robert Penn Band here on the Motor Live Drive. Next week, we've got Detroit's favorite party band, the Beggars. Stay tuned now for the old-time radio drama here on WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome.